Brother Blank 21.
Subis Dafyut Aleph on the base. Shir Lamed Hey.
Here goes. Gotta figure out where we're gonna start from. The end part of yesterday's share. Okay, we're gonna get there. Rabbi said we had what seems to be a sadistic machlekes over here between. Seems to be machlekes. Can I have that? Is it okay? Maybe it will help us. Between Rashi and the other Rishonim, Rashi and the Rashba, we're talking about. Going on the Sugya. The Rashba quoting the Yerushalmi says this whole Sugya is a Sugya of Chayin. It's all about Chayin. And the Vart of the Mashal, Isha that's Nichnasa, the Chuppah, a Besula, Amal Grush Chalusa Min HaNisuin, Ksubasa Malakas of the Chayin. And it's all about Chayin. Rashi seems to say differently. Rashi says, it's becheskas ba'ula kaima mishenechnas ala chuppa. Lashon of the Mekki Yosef, very kiba'ula. Perhaps in Afkamina, Reb Kiva Eger brings down, Knesset Gedoyla says, what happens if an Isha, when she went to a chuppa, she was a nida? Now, we're going to avoid the obvious problem, which is according to the Rambam. Chabazin is not koine. We're not going according to the Rambam. We're going according to the Shittas HaRitva. Other Rishayin. Chupas Nidus Koine. Okay. But is she Bechezkas Be'ula Kaima Mishenichnas Ola Chupa? Says the Riki Vega, maybe not. So this could be a very easy Nafkamina, perhaps. Between the Rashba and Rashi. If you say the Vodas Al Chayin, so once she's Nechnas Ola Chupa, she lost her Chayin. Even if we're not saying we think she's a ba'ula b'chlal, maybe. But according to Rashi, that the word is it's becheskas ba'ula kaima mishenechnas al chuppah. That's only if a regular ish is al chuppah. But a chuppah snida, she's pashed, is not becheskas ba'ula kaima anymore. That could be enough. Okay. Gemara continues. The Gemara now talks about a case of a katan habala gdoila. What's the case of a katan habala gdoila? The Rashba says Katan HaBa'ula does not have the ability to be Mashiach B'Sulam. It just doesn't happen. It can't happen. There's a Shina Katan between the Rashba and Tosfos. What's that? Tosfos says, Shmuel Amar Ein Mokaseitz B'Basar, B'loi Hishir B'Sulam Ayri. What does that mean? We're not talking about Hishir B'Sulam. It sounds like Tosfos holds. It's possible, but it's just Bezetzing Ayin, not in that case. The Rashba is saying it's clearly talking about Loishir B'Sulam because it's not Shayach, a cotton can't be Mashir B'Sulam. But they're in a similar way that they're describing Agamar is talking about Loishir B'Sulam. The Tosfos Rid says it's talking about that it is Hishir B'Sulam. Let's see the Rashba inside, everybody. So we're going to try to do this inside for a moment. Give it the Rashba. And yesterday. The first Rashba here. If someone doesn't have, you can look in the sun next to you. I don't think I have any extras here. Okay, we're ready? The top Rashba. Kaloimar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Katan harbal gdoila asa mukaseitz. Kaloimar. Lo yishete bilas katan masheres besulam kakaseitz. Not that I mean to say bilas katan is masheres besulam. It's not. The Kaloimar. Yerushalmi says it can't be. Ela dugma nakte. Kemoisha ze ain't ksubas elamana. Kach zu ain't besulasa ksubas elamana. They're similar. They're similar. That's the lashon of the Rashba. We have to figure out what the similarities are. We'll get there. Rashi says differently. Rashi says, "Asamukatzeis nihid ein biyasabi amut loygora me'etanitka." What does loygora mean? Me'etanitka. It's not any worse. What do you mean? It's not any worse. It sounds like I've got everything you have. I'm no worse than you. Wait, hold on a second. But etanitka is meshed b'sulim. Says the Shita. It sounds from Rashi that also this case is meshed b'sulim. It's the same. It's like Gora. According to the Rashi doesn't say it's like Gora. He says it's similar. It's different. This one has its qualities that I don't have. I have qualities that it doesn't have. It's not. You can't say like Gora. It's Kamai. So that's Machlekes here between Rashi and the Ritva. According to the Rashba, we can understand that the whole part of the discussion is about Ksuba. So what's our discussion about? It's about whether there's chayin or not. So I could compare different types of women that for whatever reason they lost their chayin. The classic losing your chayin is if you're a regular besula, the ordinary besula. This woman, neither of these women are the ordinary besula. Mukaseitz is not an ordinary Ba'ula. Mukaseitz is not an ordinary Ba'ula. And Katan Habaluk does not an ordinary Ba'ula. So they're similar. They have similar features. Rashi, that we said, is not necessarily going with this whole idea of Chayin. So Rashi is learning that when the Gemara discusses Mukaseitz, the Gemara means that this is Mukaseitz. This is, it's not that pshat that it also lost Chayin like Mukaseitz. Thus is Mukaseitz. It is the same thing. This is a form of Mukaseitz. The lashon of the Gemara is Asam Mukaseitz. What does that mean? This is Mukaseitz. This is an example, a type of Mukaseitz. So much so that we have a kash on the other man to Amar. When Shmuel says, Ein Mukaseitz Babasar, why not? It's Meshud the Besulim. It did the same thing that Mukaseitz did. Why should it be any different? Who asked this question, Rabbi Yisai? Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos says, I don't understand Rashi's pshat. It must be talking about loy meshir b'sulim, because if it's meshir b'sulim, why should it be any different than Mukaseitz? That's really Tosfos' kasha. Okay. Kopanim. We said to explain Rashi, a very big chiddush. We said to explain Rashi, Rashi learns that it's not totally necessarily in just the Hasharas HaBesulim. Rashi learns the vort of Mukaseitz is, this is called a Bia. This is called Bias Eitz. Mukaseitz is also a form of Bia. The Olam screamed about Chavuti Mechvat. So I looked up the Gemara. Chavuti Mechvat does not say in the Gemara that Ksubasa is Mana. I challenge you, Rabbi Yisai, to find me a Gemara that says Chavuti Mechvat. Maybe you can. I didn't see it yet. And the Gemara that Tosfos brought on the test does not say that Ksuba Saman, it doesn't say that. It speaks about Chavuti Mechvad and that she doesn't have her Besulim anymore. That's all true. It doesn't say Ksuba Saman. It's not talking about it's Mukaseitz, it's that it's a. We'll deal with it later. But Azoy Dachsach, as far as I've seen so far, the Gemara doesn't say, I haven't seen anywhere. If it does, we'll have to deal with it. But the Vaila, the Gemara that Tois is brought over there on Lamed Vav, doesn't say it. So we're trying to suggest the following thing. Hold on a second. That Bias Eitz, Mukas Eitz is another form of Bia. It's a Bia. And therefore, if it's a Bia, then Gemara says, "Ein mukaseitz bebasser." What does the Gemara mean to say? Says the Gemara, listen, there's two different types of bia. There's a bias adam, and then there's a bias eitz. But adam can't be a bias eitz. So im bu'ula loy have mukaseitz nami lesa. She's not a bu'ula, she's not a mukaseitz. The besulim are gone. Granted, the besulim are gone. It's not about the besula being gone. That's just what is qualifying this as a bia. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Nehiyeh B'dvarav. Until it breaks the besulim, it's not called bia.
Right.
So anything that breaks the besulim,
the Gemara has a havamina. What?
anything that breaks
basulim,
animate object, inanimate object.
No, but Haraya, Emuka says babasar. That's the chiddush. We thought anything that breaks the basulim, animate or inanimate, says the Gemara, no, Emuka says babasar.
Why is that? How can you less than because it can't break the
it's
basulim.
It does break the basulim.
No, not
well.
The basulim, why would the basulim be less at 8?
It does break the basulim. Rashi also breaks the basulim.
So then, of course,
that's not a BS8.
That's worse, if anything.
It's not a BS Adam either. Because a cotton can't do a BS. It's not. It's like the. It's not a BS. It's like her basulim disappeared. It's like Miachoba Etzpa. It's like Miachoba Etzpa. Miachoba Etzpa. We said she doesn't have her basulim. Stuksubasa Masai. This also, she doesn't have her basulim. She didn't have a BS. She didn't have a BS. She wasn't a BS8 and it wasn't a BS Adam. So what was it? It was like Miachoba Etzpa. It's a similar type.
Miachoba Etzpa breaks the basulim and has a mouth to
it? No.
If Mukha says means BSA, they know the Chinese, why wouldn't they? It's from Mashwa here. If he is Mashwa, that there's a Dasko or there's something.
We'll see. Akopana Rabbi Yisai. Yeah. Yeah. No, this is called the Mukaseitz. It's a Maisa. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yisai, based on this, we wanted to answer a Pshat in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that a Mukas Eitz is usher to a Kohen Gadol. But a Bias Behema is not usher to a Kohen Gadol. Why is Bias Behema not usher to a Kohen Gadol? She has no psulim. Says the Menchas Chinuch, yeah, but ain't Mukas Eitz bebasar. But she has no psulim. Vais tachois, the pshat is, but it's not called a Bias. That's what the Menchas Chinuch says. The Chinuch himself is bothered, the Menchas Chinuch, yeah, but Rashi says that you only mutter if it's Shaloi Kedarka. Shaloi Kedarka, we said, is not Meisha the Besulim. Why does Rashi only say it's Shaloi Kedarka? So we said, because Rashi, the Shittasa, says, Ein Muka say it's Bibasar Adam. In other words, if it's Basar Behema, there could be Muka Seitz. Only Basar Adam that can't be Muka Seitz.
Why is Bibasar
Adam? What? So we explain this follows. A behema be'etzem is a bar bia. Correct? A behema does bia, that's what it does. So when a behema does bia, it's ki'il like a person doing bia. So it's a maisa bia. The shaila is, the machalikas Rashi and Tois Rashi and the Rambam is going to be, do you don the maisa bia of a behema like the maisa bia of an adam? In Isha is Be'etzim Shayach to Bias Adam. Therefore, Rashi says, Ein Mukas Eitz Be'Besar Adam. Because then, what's happening here is not a Mukas Eitz, it's, if anything, it's a Bias Adam. That's the type of Bias. If it's not a Bias Adam, it's nothing. But a Behema is foreign to an Isha. The Rambam says, yeah, but Behema is also Shayach to Bias. It's not Shayach to an Isha's Bias, Shayach to Bias. So therefore, Behema is also not called Bias Eitz, because Behema is Bias, and because it's Bibasar.
Why does it have to be Shlakadarka?
Because if it's Kedarka, according to Rashi,
according to Rambam,
it doesn't have to be Shlakadarka. He said Kiryas Sefer says that way, but the Minchas Chinuch says it's very sussum. It's not Mashma that way. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says it's talking about Kedarka, even Kedarka. Yeah.
So
according
to Tosfos,
it's not like a Bias. We're going to have to
get to Tosfos. Tosfos already hold that if Bias Nachri is like a Bias Behemoth, that's...
Okay, we'll have to get to Tosfos. We're going to try to get there.
It's not like Bias Behemoth is a lot worse than Bias
8. A Bias Adam is also a lot worse than Bias 8. That's what we said. According to Rashi, it doesn't make sense if it's about Chayin. Which one loses Chayin more? An 8? Or a Behemoth? Or a person? For sure not 8. 8, I would say, is the bottom of the chain ladder, but according to Rashi, it's not tali in chain. According to Rashi, it's tali. You need a bia, and this is not called a bia. There's two different types of bia. There's a bias adam and there's a bias eitz. So or a, yeah. So therefore, if it's not a bias adam, it's also not a bias eitz. Where according to Rashi, bias behem is like bias eitz. It's foreign. This is not something that is normal. That's nothing to do with. That's nothing to do. Maybe that'll be the machlokes Rashi and Rambam. What? Okay, that's the machlokes Rashi and Rambam. How do you done it? A behemah is bar bia for another behemah.
But when it comes to human being, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's not a bar bia. All right, chayv misa.
It's
lower
level than
a BSBM. What? Mukas 8 is a BS 8. It's a BS 8. It's like a BS cotton. Same thing as a BS cotton. If you hold BS game, and was. Okay, Rabbi say, I'd like to show you Kimat Mefurish in two places of what we're saying. Our main raya we had was from the Sanhedrin, Gemara Sanhedrin, which I haven't managed to see again yet, but I have in my notes, so I trust myself. Which is that there's a havamina that mukas eitz shalok yadarka is going to pass over lakuna. That's such a strange thing. Mukas eitz shalok yadarka. What does that mean, shalok yadarka? It doesn't get anywhere near the basulim. So what is mukas eitz shalok yadarka? What is that bechlal? That's nothing. Mukas eitz, even shaloi kedarka, is already something to dan as passing her for kohen gadol. Why? It's not about being shoved with the besulim. Something happened.
The whole Gemara is talking about
what's it? What,
it's saying
that kohen gadol
should marry a naira just so someone don't.
We'll get there. So we'll have to get there. We're gonna have to get there. Correct. So the shah is, what's the maskana? Is the maskana throw this whole thing out the window, or say that bias eitz is not enough of a bia? We'll see. There's not. Yeah. We'll see. We have rise to this idea, and Yushalmi's and other places. Totally, it's hard, but it's there. Okay, there's different types of bias. There's bias that are strong bias. For example, the Yushalmi says the following thing. Katan. I'm giving an example to try to explain what Tuli wants. If you're following, a katan is if he's buck darka, so then ksubasa mana shaloi kedarka ksubasa masayim, and he's not shoved the besulim either way. Katan shabuck kedarka, not shoved the besulim. Ksubasa mana shaloi kedarka ksubasa masayim. Gadol shaloi kedarka ksubasa mana. Katan kedarka ksubasa mana shaloi kedarka ksubasa masayim. Gadol even shaloi kedarka ksubasa mana. What's going on? Hold a second. Katan does a bia. Well, it's doing. You're saying kedarka. You're not meishir the besulim. You're not meishir the besulim. So Elamai telling me cotton is a bia. So shaloi kedarka is also a bia. It's not a bia. So then why is it a bia for a gadol? So what do I see? I see that it's not just about, you know, is it yes or not. There's different levels of qualification. A cotton's bia is not enough of a bia that shaloi kedarka. It's going to be more the ksuma. Yeah, even if it's not meishir the besulim.
So
the Yushalmi. I'm a Yushalmi.
Is
the Yushalmi? Where's the Yushalmi? Off in art. Over here's the Yushalmi. I can show you the Yushalmi.
Rabbi, the Gemara Vav and Rav.
You saw that with me?
The Gemara Vav says, "Lemetinu kol teir kula shechalik akarsam ebiyan kedarka lebiyan shel shalik kedarka leinian makas anointin."
Say that.
No, like what we're saying. We're saying now that
it's not makas anointin.
Why not? This is anish.
No, it's not.
Why not?
It's not anointin.
What do you mean? Mane masayim is not anointin?
No. It's tashlumin. It's not anointin. Shlomo is not mentioned. It's not me, it's Yushalmi.
Huh?
It's not me, it's Yushalmi.
I understand.
It's not mentioned. Okay, Rabbi, so now let's get to the Rajba for a second. What's stating Rajba? The Rajba says, Rava's got a problem. Rava wants to say that the din of cotton, habalak doila, is similar to the din of mukas eitz. But if you read our Mishnah, it definitely doesn't seem that way. So Rava, he then goes and he structures the Mishnah a little bit, or he does a new job of the commentary. So, what does Rava say? Gadol baal ktana k'noisin etzba ba'ayin dami dimach izeres, the whole shtickel. And katna baal k'doila is like mukas etz. Ask the Rajva two kashas on this Gemara. Question number one. Why do you have to start telling me all this stuff about Gadol baal ktana? We were never bothered with that. That was never our discussion. We didn't have any, there's no issues with that at all. So why are you talking about that? Question number one. Rava, like, that was never the topic. Question number two. Rava, the way you restructured the Mishnah, it's a funny thing. You're telling me, first you're saying, the din of katna balak doila, you're saying it's like mukas eitz. Yeah, but we didn't even know what mukas eitz is yet. So don't tell me it's like mukas eitz until you give me something to work with over here. These are the two kashas of the Rashba. I'd like to see you inside. I'd like to see the Rashba's answer and try to explain it to you. Let's see the Rashba inside. Amar Rav Hachikam. Gadol baal ktana loiklum. Pachas mekan kunoisin etz ba'ayin dami. Katan shabal gadol. Asa mukaseitz. Mukaseitz gufa plukta ramev rabban. Ika demeda. Lomalei l'rava l'minkat l'ferusha resha demas nisan. What does Rava have to do this whole introduction? Da gadol baal ktana meinach hava nichalon. That was fine. We have any kashas on that. So why are you talking about that, Bachlan? V'oid. My hide toli katan habal gdoila b'mukas eitz v'kol shchein. What does it mean that you toila katan habal gdoila b'mukas eitz? Y'mukas eitz akati lo farish dina. You haven't even told us what the dina mukas eitz is. The divrei Rava hashtu the kama farish plukta rameva rabbanani. Now we're about to tell you what the machlokes is. We don't even know yet what mukas eitz is. Vinira, now he's saying the answer. Boy, see, how many questions did the Rajva ask?
Two.
How many questions do we hope he's going to answer?
Two.
Let's see. Vinira. To mishum de boila meimar, to katan habal gdoila rabbanan, ein la el amana, katan habal gdoila only has a mana, according to rabbanan. Afal pisha ein biyasa biya. Lakachotuch lefarish to gola bal ktana, maik subasa masayim. According to the Rabbanu, we can have the kasha. What's the difference, katan baal gdoila or gadol baal ktana? Both of them seem to be identical, that there's no bia.
You wouldn't know that it's not
it's gadol also, you weren't meisha the basulim according to the Rashba. So they ended up the same place. You have a woman here with her basulim, and someone did something to her. What's the difference? That's the Rajma's kasha. We explained. According to Rashi, this question would never start. Why? There's a very clear difference between Gadol Baal Ktana and Katan Baal Gdola. Because by Katan Baal Gdola, what happens? She lost her basulim. So it's a difference of night and day. But the Rajma, the Shitasa, that says
it's untouched. That it's just slightly different. It's just not full.
It's only in the hot.
Yeah, because he's saying I have something that bothers me. According to Rashi, doesn't even bother you.
To begin with, before the Gemara.
Yeah.
Rava had to clarify.
It's according to Rashi. What was Rava clarifying? Okay, it's a good question. But we're just going in the Rajba's world. In the Rajba's world, there's something Rava had to clarify. Rashi does not need to clarify that. What will Rashi need? Maybe we'll see. But Rashi does not need to clarify what Rajba's saying needs clarification according to Rashi doesn't exist. There's a glaring difference between katna balak doila and gadol balak tana. Katna balak doila, there's no besulim, and gadol balak tana, there's besulim.
Even the Rashi said that it's put in the nature to show us that's very different than it happens to me. It has the kayak to make a besulim.
What's the difference?
The fact that we have a proof in the nature that it's not.
So what's the difference?
Wasn't her.
So that's what he answers. That's exactly what he answers. Hachi Pirusha. So what's the Gemara answering? Therefore, the Gemara has to explain. Hachi Pirusha. Gadol baal ktana loy asav loy klum. Da'ena ru'uya lebia. She's not roy for bia. Ubesulei achoizrim. So she is not someone you can do bia to. Avokatna baal gdoila. Shehu By the case of Katna Balak Doilam, she's Rabbi Abia. I would even say it like this, Rabbi Isaac. In a case when a person puts his finger in a girl's eye, would you say over there, then she loses her chayin? Of course not. Right now, that's not called a makam of bia. He can't do a bia. He didn't do a bia. She's not shaykh to bia. So therefore, there's no loss of chayin.
And he learned this from this gemara?
That's what he's coming to say. Can I say etzba ba'ayin dami? B'sulei ha'chayzers, can I say etzba ba'ayin dami?
The only place we have this?
This is it. This is it.
So why did the B'sulim live at all?
Is what no, the Gemara says it. Talking about by well, this is a fact. Can I say that's Bavayin? There's another Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Nina that says it. But the point is, we're coming to highlight this fact, Tully. We're coming to explain what's the difference between this and this. Both cases, a man did something and nothing happened. No, there's a difference. Over here, the man did something, nothing happened. Over there, the man didn't even do anything. Because there's nothing to be done to her. She's in a Rubia. Here, now the rabbi says, here's the big line. I'd like to read you in the Rashma. Says the Rashba. Aval katan habalak doila. Aval pi shahu ain aroi labia. Mikomakam hiru uye labia. The kivin shenasis ba maisa klal. Acha sheniris labia. Batul chaina. Something happened to her after she's roi labia, which means that over here we have an isha that it's not just her ayin. We're talking about an isha, the makam of bia. Hold on a second. Batul chaina. She'ein hakol hoylech acher bi asoy, ela acher bi asa. She'ein hakol hoylech acher bi asoy, ela acher bi asa. What does that mean? What does it mean? So let's say it clearly. It doesn't depend on if he does a bia to her. It depends if she had a bia. The hare zu kemukas eitz. I always say, what's a mukas eitz? What is a mukas eitz? I'm going to tell you what a mukas eitz is right now. It is bi asa. That's exactly what the Rashba says. I'm reading a Rashba to you. He says, "Ein hakol hoylech acher bi asoy, ela acher bi asa." V'hare zu kemukas eitz. What is a mukas eitz? I'll tell you what it is. It is bi asa. It's a bia happened to her. Who did it? Nobody. What does that mean? It's a bia eitz. It's bi asa. Das steht in Rashba. There is such a thing as a bia which is shayach to his bia. Such a thing. We'll have to see what had bia shalok kedarka. It's more mitzad his bia than mitzad her bia. Good. It's a good diak, Nechem. You're going to have to deal with that. Harezu kimukat eitz she'ena ben bia. Va'af al piki nechlegu bar mev rabbanah. Okay. There's a lot of words in the Rashba. Let's get back. There was two questions in the Rashba. Let's try to get the answer to both questions. Question number one is, why do you have to talk about Godel HaBalak Tana? He answered that question very good. But what happened to the second question? The second question was, why are you telling me the din that gadol of katna balak gaila is kimukas eitz? If we don't even know what mukas eitz is yet, so I say, I like to explain pshat in the Rashba as follows. We said yesterday, according to Rashi, that kasha doesn't start. Why doesn't the kasha start? The second kasha also doesn't start. Why not? Because Rashi learns it's not the pshat that was saying that mukas eitz and katna balak doila are like similar types of things. You know, it's like the basic same thing. We're saying this is an example of mukas eitz. So we're now in the mukas eitz discussion. So what do you say? Katna balak doila is mukas eitz and mukas eitz is X. It's not that I'm just saying this is like that. Well, you don't tell me this is like that unless you, I know what that is. I'm not saying this is like that. This is that. So tell me that. That's what I'm telling you. This is that. So therefore, according to Rashi, if you work on it, I think Rashi's Kavsnesh. What's the Rashi's Teretz? Chmen is, dos is the Rashi's Teretz. The Rashi's Teretz is, This is not just vague discussions about chayin. Let's find out what like creates chayin. This knocks chayin, that knocks chayin. Rashi was saying v'shteta is you need a maisa bia that is ma'abed chayin. This is the same thing as mukaseitz. What's the yisoid of mukaseitz? It's a maisa bia that we said. It's be asa and not be asai. So this also cotton abalak doila is be asa and not be asai. Thus is mukas eitz. It's not just let's see how she feels about it, how people feel about it. If they feel they lost chayin, then it's a similar thing. This has this quality, this has that quality. Segvoren aboisai ahagdora. The hagdora is a bia mitzido. And not mitzidoi.
How do you have?
Kotan is a bia mitzidoi and not a bia mitzidoi. Mukas Eitz is a bia mitzidoi and not a bia mitzidoi. So it's no longer just like a comparison. We're going to compare Kotan Abal to Mukas Eitz. What shaykhis? Kotan Abal is a maisu, you're not Mesha the Besum. It's maisu, you are Mesha the Besum. Okay, it's vague, chain raid. So then first tell me what's my Mukas Eitz, and you can compare. Nay, Rabbi said, but Shteita is, it's a Hagdora. The Hagdora is, it's a Maisa, Bia, Mitzidah, not Mitzidah. And thus is Mukas Eitz.
Comes out like it's Rashi a little bit.
Comes out that we're going to find similarities between Rashi and the Rashma. And Rabbi said, this is going to be a very big help in the Sugya, because Rabash's problems in the Sugya is, Kesei, there's Stiras in the Rishainim. Stiras in the Rishainim. Stiras in the Rishainim. He doesn't understand. Is it this or is it that? We just, as Shmuel just said, we kind of like pulled the circle a little bit tighter. There's still nafkaminas, but tighter. According to Rashi, it's totally only a ma'isabia. Chayin is irrelevant. According to the Rashba, it's totally in a ma'isabia ma'abed chayin. It's not just random chayin. It's not just about feelings. It's a ma'isabia mitzidah ma'abitzidah.
Even though it wasn't okay. Isha the Bissum, it's still ma'isabia mitzidah.
What? That's the Rashba says it. She'ena kol hoylach achar biyasa ol achar biyasa. That's what he says.
So why should it make a difference? Much like an act of it's a cotton or a vegetable. It's biyasa. It's not biyasa.
So this is it's a shmachmer ma'isa bi. You have to figure out exactly how that door works. What do you mean? Because they mukaseitz bebasar. It's so, you're saying that's not called a ma'isa bia mitzidah. It's not a mukaseitz. It's not a mukaseitz.
You're saying it's not a ma'isa that's ma'abed chayin, according to
Rashi. Yeah, that needs a libun. Levanim, that needs a levanim. Okay, Rabbi Sai, there's a lot more to do, but we have to keep going over here. So let's go to the next Rashi. I thought this is okay, everybody said, let's start over here. It's gonna get tricky over here. Let's start over here. Rashi says the machloikis about us mukaseitz or not mukaseitz. Skipping around a little bit because we're late on time. Machlokes mukaseitz, not mukaseitz. Rashi says is also machlokes benagei kain gadol. They look on the top Rashi in the Gemara. Asa mukaseitz. Nihidem biyasa bia milogar meitzan nitka. Le'arbanan depligi amukaseitz ksubas amanda vechein le'inyan kain gadol. Which sounds like from Rashi that the discussion of a kain gadol to a katan abal gedola is identical to the discussion of over here. So we have a discussion, we're trying to figure out what's the din of a katan abal gedola. Is she usher on a kohen gadol? There's an isha, there's a katan was abal gedola. Is that isha usher to a kohen gadol? Says Rashi, that depends on our machloikis. Depends on our machloikis. Now, we said, B'shaita kipshuta, the Rashba is not going to hold this. Because our whole discussion is about whether it's avad chayin or not avad chayin. And you're not meshul the besulim. There's no Meshur Besulim over here. So there's no discussion about whether or not you're also to a Kohen Gadol. She still has her Besulim. So according to the Rashi, but the Chayre, this discussion wouldn't start. This is only according to Rashi. Okay? This is what we said. So I go straight to the Stira. Frecht Reb Osher. Oh, if you look in the Rosh says we're talking about we are not Meshur the Besulim. And still the Rosh says the Machloikis and our Gemara of whether it's Mukaseitz or not Mukaseitz is going to be Tali and whether or not she's going to be asked to Chayim Gadol. Says Moshe, I don't understand. Doesn't make any sense. What does it have to do? It's not talking about you're not Meshur the Besulim. So what shaychus does it have to whether or not she's us to Kohen Gadol?
He's understanding if you're not Meshur B'Sulim, you have to come out the Kohen. It's Meir Rebbe Rashi. There's no other
time. What's the tushtel, Bechlau?
Shaychus is even Bama says you might make it some smaller, so that might be enough to make it.
What is it? I hear. The question is, what is it Tully in Armach Leikis, though? To Armach Leikis, we're saying is whether or not this din of Katna, Balak, Doyla has a din of Mukasets or doesn't have a din of Mukasets. What does it have to do, Bechlal, with the Shiloh of whether it's Asa Tokai and Gadol? It could be the mice of, we have to see how to deal with the mice of Katna, Balak, Doyla, but it's not even Meshur the Psulim. So the Chor, the few we're saying, we have already a gang. Because what's the vote of Katna, Balak, Doyla? It's a mice of beer. It's a ma'isa bia. It's not bia gemura, but it's a ma'isa bia. If you dan cotton bolak doyla like a ma'isa bia, so she has to be a besula. A besula to a kohen gadol, she's not a besula. What's mukas eitz? Mukas eitz is also an issue, is not a besula because of a different ma'isa bia. So also mitzad the ma'isa bia. They're both ways of women not having a ma'isa bia.
It's in between.
Yeah. It's
the
ma'isa Right. Well, it could even be. Well, I'm going to leave that alone. It might even be mitzad chen. But the word is, you need it to be a ma'isa bia that's ma'abed chen. So it could be, in the end of the day, what we're dining is this called a ma'isa bia or not? Any mukasets bebasar? It's not the machloikas, that's what Tu is asking. Is the machloikas, is there chen or not? Or maybe the machloikas is this called a ma'isa bia or not? Any mukasets bebasar? So it's still the word is, ibu'ullah have a mukasets lo have, because it's not a ma'isa bia. Otherwise, she doesn't have chen? That's not the kaiveya in Mother Elizabeth. Ken Zain, we'll have to see. So Rabbi say. Now comes to the hard part. The hard part is like this. The Meir Rabinowitz asked me a very good kasha. Probably together with Chavrusa. They asked me, I don't understand this whole discussion. Can a Kohen Gadol marry a Bogeris?
No.
Can't marry a Bogeris, Gemara says. Why not? She doesn't have her Besula. So I'm saying this raid, you need a Maisabia and a this and a that. A Bogeris definitely doesn't have Maisabia. That's for sure. There's no Maisabia on a Bogeris.
It should be worse.
Right? So if you can't marry a Bogeris, how could you marry a Mukaseitz? How could you marry a Katan Baal Gdoila? How could there be a discussion about that?
Why can't you marry a Bogeris? It's a concept.
Because the Pasuk says she needs to be Hu Isha Bibsu Leha Yikach. Sounds like it's because of the Besulim.
Mukaseitz doesn't say that she's not a Besulim.
She didn't lose her Besulim.
What does it say she does
for Shara? If you hold like the Rashba, the Katla Bag Dawa is a dim Mukaseitz, and you have Meshur Besulim, so you can have a case of Mukaseitz, not Meshur Besulim.
No, that's kind of a case of Mukaseitz, it'll be like Mukaseitz, but it's only a regular Mukaseitz. But the regular Mukaseitz, how could there be even a discussion about Mukaseitz? How could it be discussion about, according to Rashi, it's Katna Balak Doyle, it is Mashur the Besulim.
It is
Mashur the Besulim. According to Rashi, that you're Mashur the Besulim, how could it be a discussion? This is what he brings over here, we gave him the Maram HaKoymas, he hasted the Oil Torah. He brings this discussion. So he brings the Shita Mukubetza, says, everyone agrees that when it comes to the Katna Balak Doyle, she's also Kohen Gadol, because Kalu Bisaleha. She's no Besulim. Everyone agrees. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, Tali the Machloikis. I understand she has no Besulim. It's Kalu Bisaleha. Yeah, so he brings Takalafinaki, the Rashba, maybe you could. He brings that. What's Pshan Rashi? So I'd like to suggest as follows, Rabbi say. I want to try to have a understand what a Besul is. An Isha up until 3. Her Besulah or Chayzer. What's the pshat her besula or chayzim up until three? The ki'ilu, the guf is telling you that this isha is still a besula. What's the pshat? An isha after 12 doesn't have besulim anymore? The guf is telling you she's not a besula anymore. She doesn't have besulim anymore. If you a man is boil her from when she's 3 till 12, so the pshat is now she's not a besula, she's a ba'ula. But if an eitz is boil, is a bias, if you hold that eitz is not a bia, so then she no one was boil her, she is still a besula. Let me explain. Besula means that she is virgin. That means, that's the word besula. For example, there's something called sade besula. What does a sade besula mean?
Unsown
field. Unplowed field. So, if mukas eitz is not called a bia, or cotton balak doyla is not called a bia, she's a besula. She doesn't have her besulim. Besulim is what's coming to be meyid that she's a besula. So she somehow lost her besulim but still being a besula. What happens when she's 12? I'll tell you what happens when she's 12. When she's 12, is the pshat she's no longer a besula, now she's washed up. It's not the pshat she's a besula. A besula is a woman that lo yada ish. Once she's older than that, she's beyond. She's expired already. She lost her opportunity. She's not the pshat she's a besula. If someone has not lived in a house, so it's a new house. It's a new house. If there's a house that's been standing there for 30 years and no one's lived in it, that's not a new house. That is stale. That's what it is. That's not a new house. You're not like, I'm getting a new house. No one's lived in it. For how long? A month? 2 months? How long is it called a new house? But let's say there's a house been standing there for 50 years and no one lived in it. I got a brand new house. You didn't get a brand new house. You got a house that no one else was interested in living in. You got a loser house. That's what you got. So what makes an Isha Besula? Does Weistunz Rabbi say, the Torah's Hashkofa is that Isha is supposed to be married by 12? 12 and a half. She's supposed to marry by 12. After that, she's already over the hill. She's already considered to be like not desirable. She's not a besula. That's not a besula. A house that no one lived in, that's been around for 100 years, no one lived in, that's not a besula. It's not a new house. Those things are a new house. So if the pshat is from 3 to 12, she did something happen to her, she lost her besulim. She's still a besula. She's never a besulim. But when she hits 12 and kalu b'saleha, what's the pshat? The pshat is that's cool. She's not anymore. It's not new. Kenzan, that's the pshat. Okay, everybody, so we have a lot more work to do. Beis Hashem, tonight we're going to try to do some more work. And tomorrow, Zevi Hofstetter's got a job. He's got a job.